There is a special bond between writers and their performers, an intimacy created by the fact that we speak the beautiful words you write, and also because we have such love for your ideas and your expression of them. Take you and me. When you capture my words in my mind, the things that are in my head, and then you write them, but in your own voice. And it's almost as if you're inside of me. I feel as if you know me so intimately, even though we've never met. How do you do that? How do you know just what I'm thinking? The two of us, two people brought together by love of erotica, strangers, yet in a strange way, lovers. Can you fall in love with the mind, with an imagination? Can you be bewitched by someone's art without knowing what they look like? I think you can. I think I have. When I read your words, it's as if it's me. It's like you have a direct access to my brain. And particularly to my pleasure centers. You seem to know my innermost desires, my yearnings, my fantasies. So when I read your words, it's as if I'm speaking my own truth. So naturally. And honestly, it's not like I'm reading a script. It's like I'm sharing my own private thoughts. The things I didn't think anyone knew. But it's funny, when you reveal my private fantasies, as ones you share too, it doesn't feel invasive. It feels loving, as if you've stumbled onto who I really am, in all my passions, my uncertainties, and my joys. I suppose it's not surprising that I feel such a deep connection to you. After all, history is full of actresses falling in love with their directors, of giving themselves completely, trustingly, to the direction of another. Because what is happening is a meeting of the minds, and after all, that's what happens in lovemaking. When you connect sexually, it's because you share common responses on other levels. Emotionally, intellectually, creative. When I read your scripts, I feel that you've discovered my essence, my center. And you relaying it back to me so I can hear my desires almost from another perspective. And then I realize that perspective is yours. It's you, my world. words are caressed, wrapped in you. The thoughts are the same, but you've chosen the words, the beautiful, intimate words. You've sequenced the phrases in a way that mirrors the process of my arousal. And I know this because I am very aroused when I see, hear, or read your words. Here. Now you know it. I cannot get through to the end of the script without touching myself. And I usually have an orgasm, though I don't always reveal that. Even when we message each other, I read your words, and they're so beautiful. I lose my breath. You use a turn of phrase or a metaphor. You describe a particularly erotic image, and it's like the world has stopped. All I can think about is how sensual your words are, how they make my insides churn and my head swim, how I feel my breathing quicken and my mouth gets dry, because you have quite literally taken my breath away, and I am speechless. Do you know how I read your script? I put my laptop on my desk. I take off everything on my bottom half. Panties, jeans, leggings, sweats, skirts. Even my socks and shoes, so I'm barefoot, bare-legged, and my sweet pussy is open to the air. Then I sit in my chair, in front of at my desk, my eyes reading your words on the screen, my legs moving further and further apart, my hands in that special way. Don't know why I dress that way. It's because when I speak your words, I want to imagine I'm in the same room, curled up on the same sofa, lying on the same bed, sitting on the same chair, on your lap, with your face only an inch or so from mine. I want to be in the scene with you, and for you to be not my writer, but my lover. And me? Not to be your actress, but your partner. Sharing our pleasure in each other, not just mentally, but physically. You know, I'm reading something you wrote, right at this moment. Yes, as I'm saying all these things to you, I'm glancing at some of your words on my screen, and I'm touching myself, because I have nothing on down there. so wet. My whole body, it's on edge, like I'm waiting for some kind of hair trigger to go off. Do you know the trigger I'm talking about? I think you do. Look, you're writing about here, about how shiny it is. That little bud of skin, that little slip peeping out from underneath the soft folds of tender skin protecting you, eager to be paid attention to be stroked as the honey pouring from my sweet pussy coats your fingertips, making them glisten. So they can slide slowly, teasingly up on my set. Oh, God. And you can see your finger to pull my lips apart tenderly, lovingly, as gently but firmly. You slowly spread my legs until they're so open and my sweet. Just for you. Oh, fuck. How can I read that without wanting to cry? Oh, can I tell you something? Though I think that maybe you already know this. I'm your sweet girl. My lips always curled around your cock. My throat always thirsty for your cum. To make you come, please, my love. Will you help me come? Will you pull my lips apart? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. You do that so well, my darling. No, I love how that feels. My sweet pussy, displaying yourself. For you, for my man. God. Oh, God. When you hold my lips open like this, it gives me such wonderful access to my center, to my sweet, glistening clit. Oh, fuck. That feels so beautiful. Oh, look at you. Look at you, such a sweet little reach of skin, yet containing such deep, deep pleasure. Oh, my darling. Oh, it feels so good when I let my fingers stroke my clit, when they play with you and tease you. Oh, God. I feel that I'm in my most perfect, most natural state, and all is good in the world outside. Oh, I need to increase the pace a little, like this. This wonderful feeling starts to build right in between my legs, and then it flows outwards up to my arms, down my legs, my toes curl in pleasure. Oh, God. I'm moving my head from the side to side. My back is arching. Oh, God. And my sweet, sweet groin is thrust. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's grind and rubbing against my palm. Oh. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, no.
Babe, I want to come. Oh, shit. I'm coming, babe. Please. Oh, shit. Oh, please. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God. I just keep thinking about how good it would feel if this bond